The former anti-corruption royal commissioner and judge Tony Fitzgerald has made what he says will be his last commentary on the state of government in Australia, and it was damning. Mr. Fitzgerald says the prevailing political culture is amoral, anarchic, controlled by money, and lacking in ethics, oversight, and accountability. He says too many politicians are motivated by power rather than public interest, and there's too much government by executive. In short, Mr. Fitzgerald says, our democracy is not broken, but bent. He delivered his assessment while launching an initiative of the Accountability Roundtable, designed to reward politicians for honour and integrity. Simon Lauder reports.
After blowing the lid off Queensland's corruption in the late 80s, Tony Fitzgerald went to ground, only breaking his silence last year to accuse the state government of slipping back into the old ways. Today he opened fire on Australian politics more generally.
I've periodically rediscovered how easy it is to attract unwanted controversy. I hope to avoid that today in this my swan song by noting that my comments are not directed to individual politicians, a specific political party, or a particular state, and my opinions are simply those of an extremely fallible, ageing private citizen with children and grandchildren who's interested in Australia's future.
With that, the former Royal Commissioner launched into a speech lamenting the dominance of Australian politics by career politicians and self-interested groups with a disregard for the public interest in favour of political advantage. He says voters are little more than observers to a substantially rule-free political contest.
The community is ill-served by this escalating transfer of power from the public to the dominant political parties, and the party's disinterest in ethical constraints and resistance to oversight and accountability, even by independent anti-corruption bodies. Without satisfactory legal and ethical fetters, the political process, like all human constructs, can be and is manipulated and exploited to advance personal and group interests. A political class has evolved which is interested in little but the acquisition and exercise of power.
Mr. Fitzgerald says the major parties are abusing a position which is entrenched partly by wealth.
It is now extremely difficult, if not impossible, for another competitive political force to emerge because of the financial advantages held by the two major parties and the critical role that money plays in political activity.
He says democracy is being undermined because of a disregard for Westminster conventions, an obsession with media management, and the ability of well-connected individuals and groups to wield influence.
Decisions favouring special interests are common. Secrecy and misinformation, euphemistically called spin, are routinely employed. Media management, as it's called, insults and confuses the electorate, which is denied the comprehensive, accurate information which is essential to the proper functioning of democracy. Most, if all, not all, conventions concerning standards of political conduct, which the Westminster system once incorporated, such as ministerial responsibility, are now obsolescent.
Mr. Fitzgerald says too often he's seen social division, populism and prejudice used as political tools and support for fundamental institutions abandoned for political advantage.
The prevailing political culture is increasingly amoral, with each party lowering its standards, exploiting gaps in the law and disregarding ethical standards in order to compete. We've heard the phrase, winner takes all, and we've heard the political phrase, whatever it takes.
Tony Fitzgerald's groundbreaking report on police and political corruption in Queensland ensures any comments he makes about political power will be heard. He insists this will be his last blast. Tony Fitzgerald, why did you call that your swan song?
Well, my understanding is that shortly before they die, swans sing. And although I'm not, as far as I know, in imminent danger of death, this is indeed the last time I propose to speak publicly. I am a very private person. I've said what I want to say. I want to encourage the Accountability Roundtable and organisations like that, but I really have nothing more to contribute.
Can we assume that your comments apply to all levels of government?
Look, I don't really know what happens so much at local authority levels and so forth. I think that's a much more disparate group. I suppose my concerns are really more with Commonwealth and state governments than with local authorities, although obviously the integrity of local authorities is of paramount concern to local residents.
Is democracy broken?
No, it's it's bent.
The Accountability Round Table is now taking nominations for the inaugural awards to honour parliamentary integrity. It's not clear whether Mr Fitzgerald will be eligible to nominate.
Simon Lauder.